Support at Charleston has a unique role for South Carolina agriculture as well as other businesses. To tell us more about it, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I understand you were in Charleston for an event not long ago. Tell us about that.
That's right. Every year they have an update, State of the Port, I think it's called, and just a packed house to hear some of the numbers we're going to discuss, hear the plans for the future with investments, how it impacts all of us in South Carolina. So, yeah, very impressive report from them to say that, you know, the port is connected with $87 billion of statewide, you know, economic activity. Over 10% of jobs in South Carolina have some tie, connection directly, indirectly to the port, which is just under $18 billion of labor income. So it just lets you know and reminds you just how vital that facility is for South Carolina.
It is very much a South Carolina-centric business there. A lot of South Carolina business goes through there. Tell us about that. You've got some numbers.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Last year, the exports were just under $27 billion total, but almost $20 billion of that, a little over 73%, comes from South Carolina, which, again, speaks to our economic development efforts and our manufacturing, whether it's cars or tires or cable or agriculture, we'll talk about a little bit. It's quite the connection to South Carolina exporters.
More so than it seems like a lot of other ports do. So it really is focused on South Carolina, and agribusiness accounts for a big part of that economic activity as well.
It does. You know, manufacturing is the mainstay of the investments that have come to South Carolina from either from other countries or other parts of the world. But nearly 23% of the exports going through the port were forest-related products, and that's the number one category. And then 13% were foodstuffs and all sorts of agricultural material. So you add those up, you see that a third of the business exporting through the port is agribusiness, agriculture and forestry related.
Yeah, that's a big chunk. And South Carolina could not do what it's doing both nationally and internationally without the port at Charleston, could it?
That's right. And prior to their State of the Port thing we just talked about, we had a meeting at the port with their leadership, with Barbara Melvin and Byron Miller, some of the really the key leadership down there, to talk about the future and serving agriculture and forestry even more. We've had some pulp wood facilities close in South Carolina, and we got to look a little harder at exports. So we had that discussion, and we're going to see if we can follow up to see if the port can play an even greater role for South Carolina forestry and farm products.
Well, the future certainly looks bright with a tremendous facility there in Charleston for agriculture, and other businesses in South Carolina continue to use that and to grow their business around the world. Is there anything you'd like to add, Commissioner?
Well, just that we're looking forward to the next 5-10 years working with the port. They may be acquiring a different additional waterfront property. If that's the case, we want to really dive into a discussion about serving agriculture and forestry even more, and considering where the state can go in serving our state's number one industry.
The South Carolina ports playing a major impact in the state. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.